like to call the April meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. And I'd like to ask Ms. West to give the invocation, and then Mr. Gozeson will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, we humbly pray that your gracious providence may give and preserve for our use the fruitfulness of the land and of the sea. May all who labor therein prosper, so that we, who are constantly receiving good things from your hand, may always give you thanks. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Please face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic
for
which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you both very much. I would like now to swear in the staff members and members of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science who will or may be testifying today. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you God? For the record, Mr. McCluskey will not be here, and Mr. Holland will not be here. I have not heard from Dr. Jones, so I assume she's en route. We do, however, have a quorum, but only one can take a break at a time unless we have a recess. Otherwise, we won't have a quorum. You have the agenda proposed. Any changes or from the staff? Mr. Grab?
Yes, it's a pleasure of the commission. Sometime during the meeting today, probably either at the end of our section or the agenda itself. Again, it's a pleasure. I'd like to add two items. One is a briefing on the Tucker Pier situation that we've been seeing in the paper, potential violations, and restoration work we're doing with them. And the other is a violation of a permit that Tanner Landing Associates is engaged in. The project can be considered in December and in January. So that's your pledge I'd like to add.
All right. Anything else?
We have to do this now. On item four, we've received a request this morning from Ocean View Builders.
Okay, well, let's just take that when we get to that. Okay, that'd be fine. Any other changes in the agenda from staff? Mr. Travelstead, Colonel Bowman?
No, sir.
All right. Any member of the commission?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Given the complexity of item number six relative to these other two aquaculture cases and the fact that it's after the fact, I think it might be beneficial to take item seven before that and then take item six following the Bevins case, so that we can possibly apply what we've learned from those first two to that third case.
All right. Anyone else from the commission? All right. You've heard Mr. Grab's request, and you've heard Mr. Robbins. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the agenda with the proposed modification, specifically reversing the order of items 6 and 7 and adding the two items brought forward by Mr. Grab.
All right. It's seconded by Mr. Bowden. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. All right. You have the minutes of the previous meeting and have had them, so what's your pleasure?
Move the minutes of the last meeting be approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Garrison.
Chairman, can I make a comment on that as well?
Yes, indeed. Bob?
We've had a request from Mr. Beasy. Actually, an inquiry as to the correctness and the nature of the minutes that were sent to you. The minutes were related to the Ken Morris application, which you'll recall was the riprap structures that were considered by the commission. The minutes are pages 22 through 27 under, I believe it's tab 2. And on page 26, if memory serves me, is the actual synopsis of the motion and the discussion. And as you will recall, Mr. Ed Beasy, the father, during at the end of the discussion, offered to conduct a study of the riprap, placing riprap structures in front of one doing a study. There was some discussion about it. Mr. McCleskey even commented, and we checked the audio wave file to verify this, but Mr. McCleskey said, why not let them do the study? It's at the expense of the applicant. Mr. Robbins, you know, concurred in that. At the end, Mr. Fox said, you know, let's have a 2 to 3 year, you know, period. And under questioning by Chip Nykirk, the question was, you know, when do you want us to bring it back? And I think Mr. Fox was the one that said, certainly sooner, but, you know, a 2 to 3 year study that the applicant had proposed. In our summary, what I took out of that was certainly the applicant was willing to do it, the applicant was willing to fund it, and it would be under, in accordance with protocols or a study design that VIMS would come up with. Immediately behind that page is a memo from VIMS outlining what they think would need to be done to conduct that study. So we have provided that to Mr. Warren Beasy, the son who was here, as the protocols that we think would be entailed in the study. And it would be at their expense. And, of course, VIMS and staff, as the commission directed, would review the data, the findings, and, you know, bring those results to the commission. The largest, I guess, contention right now, at least as I perceive it, Mr. Beasy has indicated he thought that while they were doing the study, they could certainly continue to put the boxes out in the waters of the Commonwealth. My position to his father was certainly in sites that are significantly different than the Ken Morris site. And my example was sites that have a 20 or 30-foot shoreline, have a very shallow offshore area for which they really don't lend themselves to a standard riprap construction, that we would certainly not be averse to possibly reviewing and permitting, you know, structures of that. But if it was a structure similar to the Beasy site that the commission had agreed to study, it seemed little use to continue to make management decisions when you were, you know, theoretically waiting on the outcome of the study. Mr. Beasy was going to be here this morning. He's not sure he agrees with that. I don't know whether he still believes the study is something that they want to propose, but I wanted to make sure that the commission was well aware.
Are you saying that the minutes are wrong?
I'm saying the minutes are right. I think Mr. Beasy believes that they may not be correct. And the minutes, what you have is a synopsis that I believe reflect the audio wave file. It's not a verbatim transcript. And my only point was to highlight the minutes. So
But we can get a verbatim transcript.
We certainly can. I think it would bear out the synopsis. But before the commission voted on it, I wanted you to be aware that there had been a question, and he had written to both you and I, you know, expressing concern over our interpretation of what was that the commission had done. So that, I don't know whether he's here or not, but...
All right. Well, even if he is here, I don't think this is the time to address the issue. I think it's a separate issue from the minutes. Unless the commission, and according to Mr. Fox's motion, Mr. Fox agrees with the minutes as presented, and I assume Mr. Garrison seconded it to that effect. So any discussion to the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. All right, thank you. So, Bob, what we'll do, if he does show up, we'll take that at the agenda, end of the agenda, and deal with it accordingly. The next item on the agenda is those projects over $50,000 with no objection from the public and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Chairman, members of the commission, good morning. We have number of page 2 items, very briefly. 2A Kings Mill Resorts requesting authorization to install 23 drive-on slips for a personal watercraft at their facility on the James River. In this instance, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $3,757.50 for the associated encroachment over 2,505 square feet at $1.50 per square foot. Virginia Electric Power Company is requesting authorization to dredge 161,500 cubic yards of material to create maximum depths of minus 18 feet and construct a 368-foot by 50-foot concrete pier, a 20-foot-wide pile-supported access trestle, 10-foot-wide pile-supported conveyor system, 3 breasting and 4 mooring dolphins, in association with a proposed coal offloading facility at their property on the southern branch of Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. We are recommending, in addition to the approval, that a pre-dredge conference and a post-dredge bathymetric survey be required Furthermore, we're recommending a one-time royalty in the amount of $135,520, and that would be for the dredging at 45 cents per cubic yard and for the encroachment at the rate of $2 per square foot. 2C, Department of the Army is requesting authorization to annually install, in conjunction with their training exercise, a temporary 3,000-foot causeway at Fort Story. We are recommending approval. In this case, it will be pending the expiration of the 10-day review period provided in code subsequent to the local wetlands board decision, which occurred on April 17th. So if we do not receive an appeal prior to this April 27th, we would recommend that the permit be issued. 2D, Jeff Hebenstreit, authorization to dredge 350 cubic yards of material to maximum depths of 5.3 feet, install 123 feet of riprap and a 64-foot stone marsh revetment, as well as construct a 6-foot wide by 74-foot long private pier, 8-foot by 43-foot floating dock, 2 4-foot wide finger piers, and a 22-foot by 54-foot open-sided boathouse with lift, as well as 2 upland access ways. This will be in conjunction with the relocation of an existing open-sided boathouse alongside the pier. This is at his property in the Allenton section of Virginia Beach on Broad Bay. In this instance, all of the dredge materials will be offloaded at a nearby ramp and trucked to an upland disposal site. We are recommending a royalty in this case for the dredging of 350 cubic yards of $157.50, and that would be at our standard rate of 45 cents a cubic yard. 2E, Fish and Wildlife Services, requesting authorization to remove an existing pier and associated pilings and construct a new 11-foot by 116-foot long timber pier, as well as a 10-foot by 30-foot aluminum ramp. They will be removing an existing bulkhead and installing 145 feet of open-cell concrete block structure that will extend 5 feet channelward of the normal water level and install 3 riprap breakwaters that will vary in size from 154 to 180 feet in length. This is at their property adjacent to the Back Bay National Wildlife Refuge along Back Bay in Virginia Beach. 2F, City of Richmond, is requesting authorization to replace an existing low-water bridge crossing of Gillies Creek with 105-foot long by 45-foot wide clear span bridge. 2G, Coast Guard, is requesting authorization to install a 55-foot by 35-foot drive-on floating dock for 3 training vessels at the Coast Guard Training Center on the Warmly Creek in York County. 2H, Department of the Navy, is requesting actually a modification of a prior commission permit that will authorize the addition of a 60-foot by 25-foot temporary construction platform that will be 10 feet above mean low water, and this will be used to stage the spools of sensor cables during the installation at the magnetic silencing facility on Hampton Roads. That platform will be lighted in accordance with Coast Guard requirements, and it will be removed no later than August 31st. 2I, County of York, also requesting modification to install a 130-foot long by 26-foot breakwater, 3 80-foot long culverts, and to excavate 390 cubic yards of material not to exceed 1 foot in depth within a 400 by 60-foot area in front of a proposed breakwater. Material will be used as beach nourishment behind the breakwater, and this will provide a clear channel between Yorktown Creek and the York River in York County. 2J, the Virginia Tech Foundation, is requesting authorization to install 173 feet of steel sheet pile bulkhead 2 feet in front of a deteriorating structure at their property along the Hampton River in Hampton. We are recommending a royalty of $306 for the filling of 306 square feet at $1 a square foot. 2K, VDOT, requesting authorization to impact 40 linear feet of Beaver Dam Creek in conjunction with the repairs to Hibbs Bridge in Loudoun County. The stream bed around the pier and abutments will be excavated approximately 1 foot deep, and riprap will be installed to prevent erosion and scour. 2L, Town of Warsaw, is requesting authorization to construct a new 8-inch sanitary sewer diffuser that will extend 64 feet into Tuskegee Creek. This is approximately 2,500 feet downstream of Route 3. This is in conjunction with upgrades to the sanitary treatment plant in Warsaw. It's also in keeping with the DEQ consent order and BPDES permit that's recently been issued. We are recommending for the in-stream work only that the time of year from March 15th through June 30th be imposed for anadromous fish, And finally, 2M West Bay Property Associate Owners Association is requesting authorization to install 18 uncovered boat lifts, construct 4 8-foot by 4-foot wide catwalk extensions on piers 1 and 2 at their community facility. And they're asking to retain and change the use of a previously existing private non-commercial pier to a community fishing pier in conjunction with that development. This is their property along Bells Creek in Northumberland County. In this case, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $13,170 for the encroachment over 8,780 square feet at $1.50 per square foot. So with that, either I or members of my staff may try to answer any questions.
Did you leave out 2J or did I miss it?
2J? Virginia Tech.
We have Westfield Business Owners Association.
On ours.
Oh, that one was removed.
Okay. All right.
And it was removed because the advertisement had not run, had not been placed. So I'm sorry that the agenda had been updated.
Any questions? Let me see if Mr. Fox.
And you added the last one, too.
We had West Bay. In the revised agenda, 2J was dropped. The other three moved up, and West Bay was added, and that was 2M.
Okay. So, question on 2E, the Fish and Wildlife Service. They're putting in an aluminum ramp. Is that ramp going to cover up any SAVs or anything of importance on the bottom?
Well, there's really not any SAV, I don't think, in the Back Bay area. But
the ramp's at the end of the pier, and VIMS didn't note any presence of SAV.
So the ramp is off the end of the pier?
Yes, sir, for access for the staff.
Okay.
Any other questions for page 2 items from the commission? Right, is anyone in the audience pro or con on the page 2 item that would like to address the commission? All right, let the record show there's no comments from the public on the page 2 items. The page 2 items are now before the commission for action.
Move to approve.
Mr.
Page 2 items.
Seconded by Mr. Garrison, motion to approve. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Carried.
All right.